Understanding the World Today. Unit 1. 100 Yen Shops, Still Going Strong. Reading. Hirotake Yano is an unlikely billionaire, born in 1943 to a family of five brothers and three sisters. He grew up in the poverty and hardship of post-war Hiroshima. Two of his brothers became doctors, but Yano was not considered suitable for a career in medicine. Getting married while studying engineering at Chuo University, he began to work at his father-in-law's fishery business in Hiroshima, taking over as president at the age of 26. Unfortunately, the small company soon went bankrupt and, burdened with 7 million yen in debts, Yano fled with his young family to Tokyo, where he took a job as an encyclopedia salesman. That too, however, failed to work out, and, returning to Hiroshima at the request of his father, Yano started his own street stall, moving from location to location to sell cheap household goods. In 1977, he decided to simplify his business by charging a uniform price of 100 yen for all his products, the cheapest price he could possibly make a profit from. He changed the name of his small, one-man store from Yano Shoten to Daiso, meaning Big Warehouse. Perhaps you might have heard of it. Now Daiso operates over 3,000 stores in Japan and around 2,000 overseas in 26 countries, including the United States, Australia, China, Malaysia, and Saudi Arabia. The largest of the stores in Japan is in Funabashi, Chiba Prefecture, a so-called Giga Daiso that spans no fewer than 7 floors. But the company's headquarters remain where they started, in Yano's hometown of Hiroshima. Daiso is the largest of Japan's 100 yen chains, ahead of Seiya, Kandu, and Watts. Despite the difficult retailing conditions in Japan over the past decade, all four of these chains have been expanding at great speed. In 2019, Daiso announced they would be opening 170 new stores in Japan during that fiscal year. Runner-up Seiya planned to open 150 outlets, while Kandu and Watts aim to add 80 and 115 stores, respectively. Remarkably, the total of new openings exceeded even those of Japan's mighty convenience store chains of 7-Eleven, Family Mart, and Lawson. Although with over 52,000 outlets nationwide, these retailing giants are still much larger than the growing empires of the 100 yen chains. So, what is it that makes 100 yen stores successful, even when faced, like all the world's retailers, by intense competition from Amazon and other online stores? How on earth do they manage to generate a profit while selling their products so cheaply? The answer lies primarily in the way they manufacture and purchase their merchandise. The majority of their products are manufactured cheaply in low-wage factories in China and Southeast Asia, from where they are shipped directly to the chain's warehouses, without any middlemen that would add costs. Furthermore, they are always ordered in bulk, tens of thousands of each single item. Buying in bulk allows the chains to negotiate lower prices with the manufacturers, enabling the retailers to make a small but crucial profit on the products sold in their stores. Manufacturing on a large scale also means the products do not necessarily have to be low quality. By itself, each item might cost more than 100 yen to produce, but because the factories are able to make so many, they can keep the costs down. That said, not every item in a 100 yen store costs under 100 yen to produce. Retailers like Daiso are willing to accept a loss on some more expensive items because they know that customers will also purchase cheaper items, some costing the company less than 10 yen, at the same time. Indeed, it is the sheer number and variety of products on sale that is the secret to the popularity of the 100 yen stores. Daiso, for example, sells over 70,000 unique items across 15 different categories, from kitchen goods and garden equipment to cosmetics, apparel, and electrical devices. Each month, a further 700 new products are added to the lineup, giving shoppers a constantly changing selection from which to choose. This often means that, while customers might enter the store intending to buy just one or two specific items, they end up leaving with four or five more that suddenly caught their eye. Like all retail businesses, operating a 100 yen chain is not without its risks. Although competition from online stores like Amazon is not such a problem with low-cost goods of this type, rising labor costs caused by worker shortages are an issue. Some 100 yen shops have begun to introduce automated checkouts to compensate. Also, with profit margins tight, the chains are vulnerable to changes in exchange rates, which can suddenly make imports more expensive. If Daiso's founder Hirotake Yano has anything to do with it, however, the 100 yen business should be safe. Famously modest and publicity shy, he once said, "Okyakusama wa yo wakaran. I just don't understand customers." Clearly, though, he knew something. Summary: Daiso is the largest 100 yen chain in Japan, but its founder, Hirotake Yano, did not seem like the kind of person who would go on to become a billionaire. His first businesses were unsuccessful, and it was not until he hit on the idea of selling all his goods for the fixed, low price of 100 yen that he began to make progress. Now his firm operates thousands of stores all over the world and is still continuing to expand rapidly today. The profitability of 100 yen stores depends on buying goods in bulk directly from low-wage factories in China and Southeast Asia, enabling them to keep costs as low as possible. There are still risks to the chains from worker shortages and exchange rates, but for now they seem set to continue their success.